WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Stephen Van Zandt co-stars in The Sopranos as Silvio Dante, hitman and owner of the Bada Bing strip club. Van Zandt is also the guitarist in Bruce Springsteen's band. Like Springsteen, he's from New Jersey, and that's where they met in the 70s. In the mid-80s, he left Springsteen's E Street Band to pursue a solo career. And although he returned to the band, he continues to make solo albums. Van Zandt is on Springsteen's new album, The Rising, which came out this summer. He's currently on tour with Springsteen. This spring, he launched his own nationally syndicated radio show, Little Steven's Underground Garage.
If you are just tuning in, you missed 17 of the coolest rock and roll songs ever recorded. Because that's our format here. You are in the Underground Garage, and in spite of all evidence to the contrary, I am Little Steven. We're on a Hard Rock Cafe.
Stephen Van Zandt's first band back in 1966 was called The Source. When Terry spoke with him this summer, she asked him who his band played for.
We had dozens and dozens of places to play. High schools, obviously. We had the beach clubs because we were on the Jersey Shore. VFW halls. There was a television show called Hullabaloo, which had Hullabaloo clubs. There was three of those clubs in New Jersey where we played. There was teenage nightclubs built specifically for teenagers. Place called Latin de Vu. Just a lot of places, right? Especially before, in that, you know, magical sort of period there from 65 to about 67, 68, before drugs really made it to the suburbs. You know, when once drugs came to the suburbs, all the teenage places got closed down.
How does performing in your 50s compare with performing in your 20s?
Well, you know, it's a lot more fun.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why is it?
Because you don't care anymore. You know, you don't care about anything, particularly. You know, you just sort of, there's not a lot of anxieties. You're not struggling. You know, you're not really trying to prove anything. You are who you are, and you better be pretty much at ease with that by now, or you are a mess. It's mostly good stuff, you know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot of, when you're starting out, there's just a lot of, you know, you're struggling, you don't know whether you're going to make it or not, you don't know quite where you're going, or are you doing the right thing, or all those, you know, thousands of questions you have as a kid. You know, at this point, you know, they've all pretty much been answered, you know. And as far as we're concerned, I don't know if this is true for everybody, but I mean, I'm able to go on stage with the same attitude as I've always, you know, since I was 15, which is, you know, I fully intend to do the greatest show anyone's ever seen. And I don't even consider anything less than that, you know. I think we all sort of feel that way.
No, one of the things about the Springsteen band is that on stage there's always a lot of like male bonding action, you know, you know, Springsteen and Clarence Clemens, or you and Springsteen looking at each other, and there's this, you know, this kind of like bonding going on on stage. Is that something that you kind of planned out before, or is that just like chemistry that happens on stage?
No, we have a few weeks of bonding sessions before a tour.
Bonding rehearsals.
We go into the woods and sort of, you know, beat drums and bond. No, I think that's the band thing. You know, I mean, we're as close to a band as you can be, even though it's a solo artist, being Bruce Springsteen. And that's part of the band phenomenon, is that communication of friendship and family and, you know, the artificial family that McLuhan talked about, you know. But it's just it's the phenomenon that got started by the Beatles and the thing that everybody responded to. That new thing. It was a new a new concept, the concept of a band, you know?
My guest is Steven Van Zandt. He's the guitar player in Bruce Springsteen's band, and on The Sopranos, he plays Silvio Dante, hitman and owner of the Bada Bing Club. Let's hear him in a scene from The Sopranos. Tony has been trying to break up with his Russian girlfriend. He sends Silvio to give her the message that Tony's through with her.
How you doing, hon?
Who sent it, you, Tony?
Yeah, he asked me to bring you this.
What is that, money? I don't want it.
Yes, you do. There's $75,000 in here.
75?
Listen, Irina, I know you're upset. Let me give you a little advice. My business, I see girls come and go. So I know time is the great enemy. You got a very short window. It's not good to get too hung up on any one thing. On the other hand, something new always comes along. I've seen it a million times. It's called the passages. You know, it's a book.
Now, your character wears this kind of tall hairpiece.
Are you suggesting that's not my real hair?
Yeah, right.
is that what you're suggesting?
Like, that's a big surprise, yeah. So whose idea was it to have, like who designed, who gave the hairpiece the look? Who came up with the idea that you'd wear one and that it would have that kind of, like, thick, high, rug-like kind of quality to it?
Well, once the... You know, David and I agreed that the character was going to be this sort of throwback to the past. Philosophically, you know, then he also should reflect that physically. So, you know, I wanted to make sort of a 50s-looking guy, you know, a guy who never really left the 50s, and that was it, you know. In other words, he's not particularly concerned with fat being fashionable or being... taking part in the modern world at all, you know. So that was it. Once we decided that, the rest was easy. You know, went and found a special tailor, my boy Joe Camellia, who in the past had done some clothes for various characters. Let's leave it at that. And, you know, made sure the clothes were right and... you know, the look was right, and, you know, that made it a lot easier for me because I really am a outside-in sort of actor, you know. I mean, I need to look in the mirror and see the guy, you know.
Now, in The Sopranos, you wear that hairpiece. In your own performances, you wear a bandana on your head. How did you start doing that?
It was a car accident where I got damaged a bit, and my hair never really grew in properly from that moment on. And I wasn't sure which way to go with it, you know. So I just started wearing the bandana rather than getting into the wig thing. It just didn't feel right at the time. And it just sort of stuck, you know, sort of became my thing, accidentally, really. So it paid off nicely, actually, in the end, because now you really can, I mean, if some other characters come along, if some of the movie parts or whatever ever came along, which they may or may not, I can very easily be somebody very, very different just from changing the hair, you know?
Right.
Which I like. You know, I really do like that aspect of it, you know, being a different person physically.
When you were creating your character, and even now that your character is, you know, has been around for a few years, did you feel like you should be observing wise guys where you could so that you'd be creating a character based on real life and not just based on movies? Or did you think the thing to do was to look at all the movies and base it on movies, which is what The Sopranos is?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because... it ended up being a bit of both, but I think the thing to keep in mind at this point is I think modern day, you know, mob guys are very, very aware of the movies, which we talk about in the scripts, you know. That's a fact. I mean, a lot of the Godfather in particular was something that is well known now, well documented as... teaching many mob guys how to be mob guys in a way. So, you know, it's a postmodern consciousness going on here where you're very aware of, you know, the movies that are, even though it's fictional in our case, the fictional characters are themselves watching the movies. So I think watching the movies was part of it. I went back and watched them all, which I was a fan of anyway, and I knew them all pretty much by heart anyway. But I went back and back to all the way back to whatever, Public Enemy and, you know, Scarface and those things, and reread all the books and all that. But as far as real life, I mean, I grew up in New Jersey in bars, you know, and they were there. I mean, whether they were the real thing or wannabes, you know, what's the difference? You know, you know, you're never going to really know.
Well, Stephen Van Zandt, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Terry.
Stephen Van Zandt plays Silvio Dante on The Sopranos. He performs on the new Bruce Springsteen album, The Rising, and is currently on tour with the band. Terry spoke with him this summer. This is Fresh Air.